What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. I'm Sarah Pepworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. 4 o'clock today. Today is Nichols Day Camp's annual Chili Chili Cook-Off and Cribbage Tournament. That's held at the Halcyon Grange in Blue Hill. It's probably too late to enter your award-winning recipe, but you could try getting in touch through the website, nicholsdaycamps.org, but you can just show up for chili eating and card playing. Oh, wait, I'm supposed to be telling you about literary and visual arts, not cooking and cribbage. Whoops! In talking about book clubs recently, I neglected to tell you about the League of Women Voters Down East book group. It's on Zoom on Wednesday, the 22nd this month, starting at 5 p.m. The book for January is called Plunder, Private Equity's Plan to Pillage America by Brian Ballou. Publisher says private equity surrounds us. Firms like Blackstone, Carlyle, and KKR are among the largest employers in America and hold assets that rival those of small countries. Yet few understand what these firms are or how they work. So if that is of interest to you, Wednesday, January 22nd, you can find out more at the League of Women Voters website, which is lwvme.org. The Northeast Harbor Library in Mount Desert is offering a free advanced screening of the new PBS documentary, Free for All, the Public Library, which explores how public libraries have shaped the country and continue to be a sanctuary for Americans everywhere. That's on the 22nd, 5:30 to 7. The film tells the story of the quiet revolutionaries who made a simple idea happen. From the pioneering women behind the free library movement to today's librarians who service the public despite working in a contentious age of closures and book bans, meet those who created a civic institution where everything is free and the doors are open to all. The screening will be followed by a discussion with Amy Weishart, the Northeast Harbor Library Director and President of the Maine Library Association. Maybe books aren't your thing. If art is, maybe you want to show up for an informal sketching group that meets at the Ellsworth Public Library on the 23rd from 9 to 11. All skill levels are welcome. The group is held on the main floor during the winter months and run by patron Nancy Bauer. Also on Thursday, January 23rd, is the 7th Island Women Speak. This storytelling event will be held at 7 p.m. at the Stonington Opera House. The event sells out because it's so darn good, so you'll want to get your tickets now. Don't forget that Hancock County students 17 and under get in free. Island Women Speak is 7 women, 7 generations, 7 personal stories, told live from the stage. This year's theme is hashtag my hidden superpower. You can come early for concessions and the pre-show performance in the lobby by the band Along for the Ride. Can't join in person, or you hate the drive to Stonington? Island Women Speak will be live-streamed this year. When you're at operahousearts.org to get tickets, select the streaming option. Did you miss something I said a few weeks ago and want to double-check? Like if I admitted my art crush was on Tom Curry, Bill Irvine, or Jill Hoy? WERU archives public affairs and spoken word programming. You'll find some selections from the 2023 and 2024 word festivals, too. Selections with Kim Stanley Robinson, Ann Patchett, and film critic A.O. Scott, plus poets like Chen Chen, Megan Sterling, and Dave Morrison, who's a musician as well as a poet. Also in the archives at WERU are 600 episodes of Awanajo Almanac, the late Reverend Rob McCall's program. Artist Rob Shetterly included the Reverend in his Americans Who Tell the Truth portraits. The quote of McCall's that Shetterly carved into the painting is this: I don't care what you believe, frankly. I don't care if you believe that Christ was actually bodily resurrected from the condition of being clinically dead, or if you believe it's all a silly myth. I don't care what you believe. I care what you love. If you love the Creator and the creatures and your neighbors and yourself and your family and your enemy and the earth and the great mystery, then what in the world do you need beliefs for? And if you don't love these, what earthly good will beliefs do you anyway? What a gift WERU has given us. Rob McCall passed away April 21st, 2023, but his words, in his own voice, remain ours. On one of these blizzardly winter days, go to weru.org archives and enjoy excellent programming whenever you want to listen. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?